Okay, so this is a visualization exercise. So just take a few moments to get yourself comfortable. Uncross your legs and arms. Find a comfy spot for your head. And then focus on your breathing. Breathing nice and deep and slow. In through your nose. Out through your mouth. Just take a few moments to just bring your attention back into this moment. Allowing yourself to breathe nice and deep and slow. Noticing that air moving in through the nose and out through the mouth. Good. And so, before we start, I just want you to bring to mind some successes you've had in the last few months in presenting to small and large groups. Focus on how wonderful that felt and what you know about yourself. Just bring those situations to mind. Remembering how you did it, how great it felt. And also, as you think about those experiences, I'd like you to come up with in your mind three statements that you can make about yourself, about your ability to present, to share thoughtful ideas, to connect with people. Come up with three general statements about yourself that generally start with I. And it could be some of the ones we spoke about. I rock it. I can do this. I can convey intriguing, thought-provoking ideas. I am confident. Some powerful statements about yourself. When it comes to presenting, when it comes to meetings, continuing to breathe nice and deep and slow. Good. So just take those positive experiences, those commanding statements about yourself, just move them off to the right-hand side. And bring to mind, just ever so briefly, some of the ideas, worries that would go through your mind from this one negative experience that would lead you to feel anxiety when it came to presenting. Ideas such as anxiety is unavoidable. It will happen again. I can't handle this. What are some of the thoughts that would go through your head during these more anxiety-provoking experiences? And as you've learned, the more we focus on the negative, the more we create a self-fulfilling prophecy, the more we focus on the positive, the greater the likelihood of the positive occurring. And as you've also learned, worrying is useless. You can worry 20 times and 40 times more. It doesn't change the future. You only increase the chances of something negative happening. So worrying actually is unproductive. Focusing on the negative is unhelpful. So whenever you find yourself worrying, thinking negatively, just bring to mind something powerful, commanding, that you're going to do and say to catch it and lock it away, send it off. It may be something like stomping your foot, squeezing your fist, something powerful and commanding. When you catch your mind drifting off to that negative experience in the past, to that old habit of worry, think of something you're going to do that'll alert you and draw your attention to what's happening in your mind. It could be snapping of your fingers, clapping of your hands, just something abrupt. As you also know, worry stems a lot trying to control the uncontrollable. Asking yourself, if you can just simply trust yourself, believe in your successes, believe in your abilities, do you need to control everything? Can you just trust you? Trust your genuineness, your abilities, your skills, your knowledge, your experience? Do you need to control everything? So just when those anxious thoughts try to pop into your mind, anxiety is unavoidable. It will happen. Just immediately in your mind, imagine exactly what you're going to do. Snapping your fingers, stomping your foot, breathing, and then flip that thought around. Flip it around. And again, pull in the facts, pull in the data that anxiety tries to occlude you from seeing, tries to prevent you from seeing. The facts would suggest alternatives. The facts would suggest that you are capable, able, when you're calm, believing in yourself, trusting yourself. So bring those successes back to mind. And I want you to imagine locking those negative experiences, that one in particular, and there's other few brief episodes where you still function fine, but I want you to lock them away in a box. Imagine the box. Imagine the padlock. Imagine the color of the box. There might be two padlocks on it. But imagine locking it away. pushing it off to the left, far, far away. It may be a football field away, a few houses away. Just lock it away. And I want you to imagine now going into another meeting, a presentation. It could be imaginary, it could be real. And I want you to imagine yourself in the days preceding it. Catching any negative ruminations, shutting them down and locking them away. Breathing, focusing on the positive, reminding yourself of all your successes. Feel that positive energy, feel that confidence, that genuineness, that excitement that comes with the challenge. It's like a race, it's a challenge. It's like a mountain to climb. It's exciting. Imagine yourself thinking positively. See yourself exercising, taking care of yourself. Purposely and persistently, mentally going through the lists of accomplishments, breathing nice and deep and slow, into 7, out to 11, repeating those commanding phrases to yourself. I rock this, I got it, I can do this, I can challenge these people, I can share my ideas. See yourself prepping yourself. Thinking positively, confidently. It's exciting. A new challenge. You're a reasonable, kind, considerate person, and most around you will be reasonable, kind, and considerate. You know how to neutralize anyone who's being a little aggressive or inappropriate. You can respectfully answer their questions, get back to them, whatever you need to do. You know how to do it, you've done it lots. See yourself prepping. The hours before the meeting, the presentation. You're walking tall. Confident. Your spine is tall and stiff. You're laughing, joking, walking easily. I got this. I can handle this. It's a new, intriguing challenge. It's exciting. It allows you to grow. Every challenge allows you to grow more and more. See yourself taking care of yourself, breathing nice and deep. Remind yourself in this moment, hours before, of your strengths, of what you uniquely bring to the role, to the position, to the task. Think again about your accomplishments, how you consistently, repeatedly leave positive impressions, make good connections with people, earn the respect of your colleagues and your staff, how you love the challenge of presenting new ideas and perspectives. You can see other people thinking, reflecting. You can see the discussion being generated. You can see yourself enjoy the debate, the liveliness. Connect with this sense of energy in your body, this excitement, this thrill. See this energy with a color. And allow it to flow throughout your body. Allow this energy to flow throughout your body. With challenge comes growth. When we step outside of our comfort zone, we grow, we challenge ourselves. It's exciting. Connect again with your power phrases. I rock it. I love it. I can do it. I make positive impressions. Breathe this in. Breathe it in nice and deep. And remind yourself you are okay. Everything's okay and everything will be okay. And it is. When you trust yourself, you are okay. See yourself walking towards the meeting, the presentation, standing tall. You can feel the firmness in your step. You can feel the strength in your legs. You can feel your spine stiff and tall. You can feel the confidence throughout your body. You want to share ideas. You want to generate discussion. You want to put forth new perspectives. You want to connect. See yourself walking into the meeting, and you can feel yourself, and you can also see yourself from a distance, as if you're feeling the experience as it happens and watching it on a screen at the same time. You can see yourself walk into the meeting and you can feel yourself greeting people, sitting down, organizing your belongings, making eye contact, and again, repeating those power phrases to yourself. then you do know you rock it. You've rocked it many times. You can do it. You've done it many times. You can challenge people. You've done it many times in a respectful way. You can change perspective, open up discussion. You've done it many times. And see yourself the first time you speak. The adrenaline is flowing, and that's okay. It's got to be there. It keeps us alert and focused, keeps us on task. We need it. Once you're hearing yourself, share these ideas the very first time, you start to get excited about it. You see the connections you're making with people. You can see them thinking, questioning, examining in their own minds. And it's underway. People are discussing, asking questions. You're contributing. It's easy. You're in the moment. You're thinking. Thinking about the broader issue. Thinking about the smaller issues. Debating. See it. Just take a moment as I'm quiet to see the exchange. Some people are focused, some are distracted. Some are questioning, some are speaking, some are quiet. Times where you're speaking, times where you're quiet. See it all happening. It's exciting. And see yourself in the middle of the meeting, breathing regularly, deeply, taking breaks for yourself to take some breaths. And as you take those breaths, in to 7, out to 11, repeating to yourself, I'm crushing it, I'm rocking it, this is fun. See yourself and feel yourself in the moment, loving it, excited by it, energized, challenged by it. You can trust yourself to just be you. Trust yourself to be in this moment. See yourself, feel yourself, just trust yourself, go with it. You don't have to worry, it'll just come. The more confident, the calmer you are, the more the ideas flow. The greater the spontaneity, the greater the depth of thought. So take a few more moments to see yourself rocking it. See yourself crushing it, enjoying it, excited by it, challenged by it. See your body, confident, tall, powerful, breathing regularly, deeply, taking care of yourself to breathe. Repeat your power phrases again. I'm crushing it. I'm rocking it. I can do this. I'm making connections. This is fun, whatever they may be. You're getting comfortable with being uncomfortable, with being challenged, with being excited, with growing. And as you visualize yourself again, still in the meeting, enjoying the energy, the excitement, the dialogue, the challenge, the questions, knowing the questions are simply either a misunderstanding on that person's part, a difficulty on their part in breaking out of their box, their mental box, seeing things a different way, or a need for clarification. It's not necessarily a challenge. It's good. It's exciting. So as you see yourself in that meeting, just think to yourself for a moment. The next meeting, the next presentation, what's one thing you're going to do to help you feel more confident, more trusting, more energized? And with each and every time you go into a meeting or a presentation, you may simply come up with the same thing you'll do differently, or it may be a new thing you add to your repertoire. So just take a moment as you see yourself in the meeting, energized, excited. Think about one thing you're going to do so you can enjoy the next presentation, the next meeting even more. So you can feel even more exhilarated, more challenged. Good. And just take a moment too to notice how far away that box seems now. That box where those negative experiences have been locked away, soon to be long forgotten. How far away does it feel now? And it continues to feel and will feel more and more distance between you and those experiences. They're no longer a part of your future, a part of your life. By focusing on the positive, by the facts, by the reality, you create more and more positivity. This is your new reality. Just take a moment to see yourself leaving the meeting, the presentation. And when the first moment presents itself after leaving, commanding yourself, congratulating yourself, recognizing what you did well. Compliments. Compliment yourself. And make a mental note how you add this to the long list of growing successes. The long list of successes that you had forgotten is now becoming part of your reality. These are the things you focus on more and more. So take a moment to just breathe nice and deep and slow. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Taking that energy with you. And this is all very real. This is not an artifact of your mind. Thinking positively will create success. This is true, and you know it to be true. There's more and more positive experiences that'll come to the forefront of your mind. So just take a moment now to continue to breathe nice and deep and slow. And then I'll ask you to open your eyes and return to the room around you. So just taking a few more long, slow, deep breaths. And then when you're ready, just return to the room around you, feeling a little more relaxed.